T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:15 on this Thursday morning, August 6th, and we love Thursday morning at this time because we get to talk to Dr. B. Brent Wallace from People's Health. Well, not just from People's Health. He's Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. It's probably not your favorite thing to talk about, but it is important. And if you're having a problem controlling urine, you know that you're not alone. It's a common issue, and as people get older, you might want to talk about it with your doctor, and it really can be it can be just a terrible thing to put up with in your life that you don't have to. Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health is here to answer all of your questions about urinary incontinence. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing good. How about you?
I am great. Thank you, sir. So can you explain what urinary incontinence is?
Sure. It's a difficult topic for some people, but urinary incontinence is when you lose control of your urine. So really it's the inability for you to hold your urine before you get to the bathroom. And it affects millions of Americans. Quite a few people have some symptoms of incontinence. And it can really strike you at any age, but in particular, we see it pretty commonly in women that are over the age of 50. And it can sometimes be a temporary condition due to a medical condition, but it has a wide range of symptoms that can be anything from the slight loss of urine or, you know, all the way to really frequent wetting.
What causes it?
So it's, urinary incontinence is it's not inevitable. Not everyone's going to get it, but it is particularly common in older adults. And it's usually caused by changes in the body that's related to some disease states, sometimes some specific medications, or even the onset of an illness. And sometimes the first symptom can actually be a urinary tract infection.
So what's the difference between stress and urge incontinence?
So they can come together, but in particular, we usually describe two different types of incontinence. So stress incontinence is typically something more functional. So it's found in women after childbirth or sometimes men after they've had surgery on their prostate. And so what happens is the muscles that are on your pelvic floor can be weakened due to an event like that. And that actually puts some pressure on the bladder so that if you sneeze or cough, or sometimes when you're running or exercising, that can cause a little bit of leakage. The urge incontinence is a little bit different, and that is when your bladder actually sends a message up to your brain saying that it's full and you need to go to the bathroom when it's not actually full. So it actually gives you a sensation that you have this sudden need to run to the bathroom and go to the bathroom, but sometimes when you go, it can be a real small volume of urine that you have. And that urge incontinence can be caused by medications or sometimes by infection.
Not everybody likes to talk about it, but why is it so important that people address it?
Yeah, I mean, most people feel a little embarrassed to bring this up, definitely with their families or even with their physician. But if you don't ever say anything about it, then you know, you're never going to be able to address it. It's also very, very common, and what we like people to know is sometimes the solution can be something really simple. You don't necessarily have to go and have surgery, so you don't have to be scared about having this discussion with your doctor. So really the best thing you can do is when you go to a visit or if it's really severe, set up a visit with your doctor and explain to him what's going on with you.
We're going to take a break. In my opinion, this whole bathroom embarrassment is silly because we all do it, and you don't have to be crude about it, but you don't really have to be embarrassed if you have to go to the bathroom because we all do. When we come back, Dr. Fred will talk about bringing up the topic and more. It's 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, it's 8:24, and we're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about urinary incontinence, and we've already talked about what causes it and the differences between stress and urge incontinence. Of course, you can always find out more at peopleshealth.com/radio. So, Doc, if people are hesitant, how do they bring this up?
Yeah, I mean, it can cause some embarrassment like we discussed. So really, you just need to bring it up with your doctor at your next appointment. Often physicians will actually ask you some specific questions, especially for some of our older patients, to try to, get a little bit of information out of them. But if you're really not comfortable talking about it, another thing you can do is you can actually keep a daily diary of when you have some of these symptoms and jot them down for a week or two. And when you go in for your appointment, just give the list of symptoms to your doctor, and that can kind of spark the conversation. But really, we can't help you if you don't tell us what's going on.
And I think the other thing is we tend to think that everything that happens only to us, when in fact that's not the thing, and you might be the third person the doctor has spoken to that day about it.
Yeah, I mean, the symptoms for this are extremely common, so it's a discussion that we have with people pretty much all day long.
What are those symptoms, Doc?
So they can be individualized for each person, and you can have a combination of symptoms, but some of the most common that we usually see can actually be an inability to urinate, so difficulty actually initiating urination. You can actually have pain kind of in your lower abdomen area, so that can be a sign of the bladder being too full. You can actually get some weakness when you go to the bathroom, so you're not making as strong a urine stream as usual. Some people actually can have a real increased rate of urination, so getting up frequently at night to go to the bathroom can definitely be a symptom that you need to talk about. Rushing to the restroom, where you feel like if you don't get there right away, you may lose a little urine, is very, very common. Some of the other things we see is some leakage, especially that starts after you've had a procedure done. So if you've had any kind of surgical procedure or anesthesia and then start having some of these problems, you should bring that up with your doctor right away. And then the last one that's really a big, big clue is infections. Bladder infections can be common, but if you're having them real frequently, it needs to be investigated because there may be something going on. And a lot of these symptoms can resemble other conditions that you can develop, so that's why it's so important to talk to your doctor about it.
How about some tips for bladder control for people that, I guess, have consulted with their doctor or are having a problem with this?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are real simple and non-surgical that you can do. One is called a Kegel exercise, which is difficult to explain on the radio. So ask your doctor about it or Google it. But it's a way to strengthen the muscles of that pelvic floor to help with urination. Another really good thing you can do is make sure you limit your fluids. Try not to drink a whole lot of fluid after 7 o'clock at night. If you bring a glass of water to bed with you, then you may be getting up during the night to go to the restroom. And then there's also certain foods that can actually irritate the bladder that a lot of people don't realize. Something like milk, citrus, and tomato foods can actually cause some irritation to the bladder, spicy foods, and then in particular carbonated beverages and some of the sweeteners. can actually cause some problems. And then, of course, alcohol and caffeine can actually cause some issues with urination as well. So it's really you want to talk to your doctor to see if there may be some medications that can help you if you're having this problem. And they can explain to you what the side effects of those medications are and then also what some of the beneficial effects are.
And if people want to find out more about People's Health, Doc?
Yeah, you can always go to our website at peopleshealth.com/radio. We've got a lot of information on there about urinary incontinence.
And you can always call 855-821-2666. And, of course, follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Doctor, a pleasure as always. And I guess the final message is don't suffer. Don't be hesitant. Just talk to your doctor. That's what they're there for.
Very much so. Very important.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
We'll talk to you next week. Dr. B, People's Health, peopleshealth.com, a one-stop resource for seniors and grown children of seniors to navigate their way through the choppy waters of healthcare.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.